is a product called Connectin, which comes in a powdered or tablet form that is also very effective. Now, Diana, we have got to close out this hour and start the next hour. Would you like to chat a bit more with Dr. Al?
No, my question was answered.
Okay.
Thank you very
much. Thanks for calling Animal World. Marie, hold on. We'll pick you up on the other side of the hour. Dr. Al, you stay with us as well. And let's see, we are going to do our Easter tip, but it's a short one. So listen to our Easter tip. We'll be back more with Dr. Al and more phone calls. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can. Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha with March into April's Animal World Tip of the Month. Besides April showers, what comes to mind most prominently in April is Easter, and then the kid part of me starts thinking about Easter bunnies. Now, not to mention chicks and ducklings. Now, I don't mean the candy versions. I'm talking about the real thing. Every Easter, many families get caught up in the energy and bring home real live baby bunnies, chicks, or ducklings. Now, even though all of those little creatures can make wonderful human companions, most of us don't have a clue as to how to make that happen. Consistently, many bunnies, chicks, and ducklings end up either dead or dumped. Remember the tragic dump rabbit overpopulation problem a few years ago in Redmond? Or they end up in animal rescue shelters. I'd like you to help us prevent that from happening again this year by not being part of the problem. Please fight the urge to delight your children with baby animals this Easter. Maybe it's the kid part of you that's always wanted one. But please, please, please do your homework before you go out and buy a baby bunny. And be prepared to raise a house rabbit. That's right, I said a house rabbit. In my opinion, rabbits don't belong in cages outside 24/7. But they can make excellent in-house companions. They house train to a litter box just like a cat. And sometimes are better pet for some people than a dog or a cat. But you need to know what you're doing to have it work. There are some great resources around here if you want to learn more. The House Rabbit Society, Evergreen Rabbit Rescue, the best little rabbit, rodent, and ferret house in the Lake City area of Seattle, the Humane Society in Bellevue, and the Seattle Animal Shelter on Elliott Avenue in Seattle. You might even want to consider adopting a rescued model, but keep in mind most rescues and shelters will not adopt out rabbits close to the Easter holiday for obvious reasons. So if you want to get a live Easter bunny, do some homework first. Learn how to create a great in-house environment for your rabbit friend, and please do your best to make a lifetime commitment. And with a rabbit, that's about 10 years. Surprisingly, chickens and ducks can also, under select circumstances, make good human companions, but not in the city, and they're not great in-house only pets. If you're considering ducks or chickens, remember they need very secure housing, and they tend to attract coyote and cougar to your area. So, all things considered, unless you're an exception to the norm, bring home the stuffed and candy versions of the Easter bunnies, chicks, and ducklings, and we'll all have a better Easter this year. You'll hear this tip repeated throughout the month until Easter, and be sure to stay tuned to Animal World, because if you didn't get convinced with this tip, hearing my family's sad Easter bunny story may convince you. And I'll share that with you soon on an upcoming Animal World.
Show of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis has moved to Wednesdays at 1 p.m. So you can now get your free on-air readings with Metaphysical Mother and Divine Channel Robin Alexis at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. Robin helps countless people from around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. So call her for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Sundays at noon and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
When morning, the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
And welcome you to the second hour of this sunny edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. The best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Be aware, we are out at 1145 today to make room for Husky men's baseball and Gary Hill. You'll hear him on the radio, so stay tuned. Let's see, update from Sandy. Phones have been busy. You guys did good today. You snapped up all of our Wagon Tails liver treats for this week, but we give them away every week, so be sure and call in next week if you missed out this week. And we have two of Al's books left, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. We are entertaining your phone calls, and we've got a couple of lines open if you would like to join our conversation here on Animal World today with animal or human medical care questions. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And you can send us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right. Dr. Al, are you still with me? Dr. Al?
Yes.
Oh, you are there. Good. we are going to go back to the phones. Are you ready?
You bet.
All right. Let's go to Seattle and welcome Marie to Animal World. Marie, you're live on the air with Dr. Al Plechner.
Hi. Thank you.
You're welcome. What can we do for you today, Marie?
Well, I wanted to see if I would be a candidate for the test. This is about me.
Oh,
and
okay.
Some symptoms that I've had, and I've seen a doctor about it. High cholesterol, which is familial, and then a right thyroid nodule, a TSH that's starting to get it's getting elevated, and high blood pressure. And all they want to do is treat the blood pressure.
What do you think, Dr. Al? Could this be related to the Plechner syndrome?
Yeah, I was having trouble hearing Marie.
Okay. She's wondering if she might have the imbalance. And let's
right.
see, she and talked about high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Did you say a right nodule?
A right thyroid nodule.
A right thyroid nodule.
And it's beginning to be elevated TSH.
And a beginning to be elevated TSH. That's the thyroid stimulating hormone test, which I think is a waste of time and energy and doesn't tell you anything you need to know. I don't know how you feel about that, Dr. Al.
Yeah, it's you know, part of what they've been doing, but I think, Marie, I think it would be worth doing the endocrine immune on yourself just to see if your estrogen levels are out of whack, if, you know, it is binding your thyroid, which would slow down the metabolism of your liver, which, in fact, would keep your cholesterol from being broken down.
Oh, and another thing.
As you know, in the breaking down
allergies.
Cholesterol, it usually goes in.
Dr. Al, Marie just said she has food allergies as well.
Well, you know, your IgAs are off. And the thing, Marie, you got to look at, too, is if you're that antibody in your gut, which is throughout your mucous membranes in your body, but if that's below a certain level, then a lot of the blood pressure stuff, or if you've taken any supplements, anything like this, often won't even get into your bloodstream. So the important thing is to see if, one, you can absorb, two, if you do have the mechanism. And the neat part about this thing is you can do it, but you don't have to act upon it. You're not making a commitment going, well, I'm going to do it because I'm going to do it. No, no. Let's look at it. And if you do have the imbalances and the IGAs are off, there's a much better way of treating this.
Oh, that's great. And what was the, there's a doctor around here that will order it?
Well, let's see. Now, you can get more information on Dr. Al's website,
okay.
drpluckner.com.
Okay.
And let's see. That explains the testing and the blood tests and all that sort of thing. There also, along with the Pets at Risk book that Dr. Al wrote, there is also a human compendium of articles.
Oh.
And Dr. Al, that can be ordered through your website, can it not?
Yes, it can. And it's, these are already published in medical journals throughout the world.
Okay.
So you might
and up
want
in
to
Washington, mm-hmm. we do have somebody in Washington, don't we, Martha?
I was going to get to that. Yeah. So,
okay.
But you could order a copy of the Human Compendium, Marie, because
okay.
that would help you. It'd be more information for you.
Okay.
Now there is one naturopath in the area. Her name is Dr. Rashmi Pace.
Okay.
P-A-C-E. I think she's in the Edmonds area.
Okay.
I do not have her contact information with me here. I do have it, at, you know, in my office.
Oh, I can find it.
But she has been working with the Pluckner syndrome. I don't know if she's actually doing the EI1 blood test. Do you know, Dr. Al?
She had been doing them, yes.
Okay, so
she had been doing it, but you know, the other end of the stick too, Marie, is that with your own physician, if they're interested in doing anything like this, they can do it also. The information is on the website.
Okay.
What the, you know, what the blood test is, how to handle the blood, where to send it, and then if I can, you know, certainly make suggestions to help, I'd be more than happy to.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, and then if you need follow-up help, Marie, you can email me through my website, MarthaNorwalk.com.
Okay.
And I'm kind of the gatekeeper for Dr. Al because he can't consult, you know, for everybody for free, and we do it on the air here. But we do offer some free follow-up consultation, you know, with radio cases. But, you know, email me, and then I can help you get what you need to. And if you can't find Dr. Pace's contact information, call me at my office or email me, and I will send you her phone number.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Marie.
Okay.
Thanks for calling Animal World. All right. Let's see. We'll get started at least with this one. Let's go to Burien and talk with Alice. Alice, you're live on the air with Dr. Al.
Good morning, Martha and Dr. Al. My question today is in regard to vaccinating animals, in particular kittens.
Oh, Alice, you must be psychic, because Dr. Al and I said if we didn't get any phone calls today and we were going to discuss stuff, vaccines were the first thing on our list. So,
really?
All right, so you have a question about a cat and kittens, did you say?
Well, I'm seriously considering, when I can, adopting either from a shelter or a breeder, because I have a specific breed in mind that I want for myself. But regardless, they come vaccinated, which is fine because, you know, you don't want them to come down with a disease. But my question today is, because the vaccines have either mercury or aluminum to preserve them, and I'm not a big believer in over-vaccinating anybody, should the kitten be vaccinated religiously every single year, year after year, and then just get the heavy metals out later? Or should the titers be measured and only vaccinated, you know, for a particular disease?
Okay, excellent questions. Dr. Al, I think, because I know, you know, the answer is not just a one-minute answer. Let's put everybody on hold, Gary. We will take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. Let's get that out of the way. But it is the most important part of the show because you got to support them and thank them for supporting Animal World. And we are very grateful for the advertisers that we have. And then, Alice, when we come back, we'll launch Dr. Al on all the vaccine stuff. And, folks, if you haven't heard Dr. Al's stuff on vaccines, you need to, because it really rattles the cage of everything we thought we knew about vaccines. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Man, those squealing pigs. Hey, did you know? If even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home-cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created the missing link. Now, they start with human-grade, all-whole-natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen, and it comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, a little cool water to mix it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients, the fiber. The missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. There is a missing link formula for dogs. There's one for cats. There's a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats. And there's a bird and horse formula. And there is a missing link plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So I'd like you to ask for the missing link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. Or you can go directly to Designing Health. Give them a call at 1-800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387. Or visit them online, www.designinghealth.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about the missing link on Martha Norwalk's Animal World.
We're Janet and Ariane Balzo, hosts of Living Music Radio.
On KKNW 1150 AM, Seattle's Alternative Talk.
Tune in for high-vibe music and talk. We have guests that are totally inspired, doing great things. Don Miguel Ruiz, David Pamal, and Miten Krishna Das.
That's Monday night at 7, Wednesday night at 7, and Saturday morning at 11. Living Music Radio.
Is your website representing your business the way you want it to? Is it using the best the internet has to offer? If your answer is no to either of these questions, then pay close attention. Academy of Spirit is offering a special sale on their website review package. They will help your business grow by bringing out the true spirit of your business through your website. Get video working for you right away. This $150 video special includes their staff reviewing your site and suggesting where and how video and other website upgrades may increase your search engine exposure. Then they will record and edit up to 3 short videos for your website. Bring the spirit of your business to life through your website and do it today. Only a limited number of opportunities are available. Offer valid through April 30th, 2009. Academy of Spirit, your multimedia services resource. Go to academyofspirit.com/special or call today 425-398-8011. That's 425-398-8011.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you'll do it every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're out at 11:45 today, and by the way, next Sunday is Easter Sunday, but we'll be here live in the studio. Gary will be here. He'll have his rabbit ears and cottontail on. Sandy will be here. Martha will be here. Mm-hmm. Yep. We got good stuff next week, so I hope you'll join us, too. And let's see. It is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pleckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles. On the same subject, you can learn more about it at www.drpleckner.com. We are taking your animal and human medical care questions. We've got a couple of lines open. Local number is 425-373-5527, and long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-5569. You can send us email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, Dr. Al, you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Alice, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Dr. Al, tell us about vaccines.
Okay, well, the latest thinking, I think, as Alice is, you know, probably realizes that the the vaccines in kittens and puppies, normally the feeling is once they've been vaccinated, that that vaccine, that the protective antibodies created by the body due to the vaccine can last from 3 to 10 years, maybe longer. So the point of the issue here is vaccinating every single year indicated? Probably not. And again, like you had brought up, the fact that there may be mercury, lead in these things, so on and so forth.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that before. Yeah. What do you think about those contaminants in the vaccines?
Well, they're there. The question is how much, and then the question is how much in the way of contaminants are in your water. And your, you know, the things that you're doing, the foods you're eating, the fish you're eating, the crabs you're eating, all the rest of the stuff. It's a combination of which certainly can be tested down the road in any patient, whether human or animal, to see if, in fact, there has been the exposure, either through hair analysis, serum analysis, urine, so on and so forth.
So you're saying that, yeah, there's contaminants in vaccines, but...
There may be,
but you're probably getting the same or more contamination just from the water you drink and the food that you eat these days on the...
Yeah, and if you don't have to continue, you know, if you know that there are contaminants in the vaccines, and the fact is that these vaccines last this long, then why not every year do a titer, do an antibody check, to see if there are protective antibodies against what's been vaccinated for. And if that is so, then obviously you don't have to revaccinate. And then again, you get into the amount of vaccine that's being used. As you know, the manufacturers would have you, particularly in dogs and so on and so forth, would have you use a full cc of the vaccine on a 200-pound dog and a full cc on a chihuahua. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah, but that's what the vaccines companies recommend, and that's what most veterinarians do. They give the same amount of vaccine to a very small dog as you would give to a very large dog. You don't agree with that.
Not at all, and I've seen so many horrible allergic reactions, as most of the people have. You know,
In smaller animals?
In small animals, you betcha, okay. And definitely in all animals, if you will, and particularly the ones where you have to be real careful, you don't realize it, is if they do have a hormonal antibody imbalance. Now, the important thing is there are lines of animals out there that even though they've been vaccinated will break with that particular disease, if you will, and you go, how can this be? Well, to avoid that, if there's any indication in the history of the lineage of those animals that you have that this could be something that's happening, what you do is you vaccinate them carefully. And at the end of the vaccine procedure, say at 12 weeks, whatever, wherever you are, what you do is you then do an antibody check to see if the pet or person was able or child was able to make protective antibodies. If not, that means you've got this estrogen low antibody production going on in the body. So you identify that by doing the endocrine immune once you basically get the patient controlled by giving a supplementation, so on and so forth, you revaccinate and then recheck, and all of a sudden you find, gee, we've got all kinds of protective antibodies. So the vaccine can be a problem, but also the patient's inability to produce protective antibody can also be a problem, sometimes even a bigger one.
Yeah, what I found so fascinating about your work and what you've learned, Dr. Al, is that is definitely related to this whole vaccine controversy. And, of course, most of the veterinary schools these days have altered their recommendations and are recommending vaccination every 3 years as opposed to every year. We know the vaccines last longer than we've been told, but there have also been the allergic reactions, and we've really kind of got it in our mind that vaccines might be bad, and we've stopped doing it. And Dr. Al's brought a whole new way of thinking to light in that what he's saying here is that if an animal has the endocrine immune imbalance, the Pleckner syndrome, when they're vaccinated, they're autoimmune system is not equipped to respond correctly and protect their body reacting to the vaccine. So often when these animals have an allergic reaction to a vaccine, Al says those animals have the imbalance. And he has been able to then test these animals, diagnose the imbalance, treat the imbalance, do the replacement therapy, get their endocrine immune system working properly again, then these animals that previously had an allergic reaction to the vaccine are able to be vaccinated, and not only do they not have the reaction anymore, but they are able to develop the protection, which is confirmed by titering, because their immune system's working again. Did I explain that well, Dr. Al?
Yeah, absolutely. And with the imbalance, what people have to realize is that when that estrogen binds your thyroid and the metabolism of the liver slows down, if the liver kidneys are there after the vaccine does what it's supposed to do to break the vaccine down and shed it, and these organs can't operate in a normal manner because their metabolism is low now, then what you're looking at is you're looking at, instead of one vaccine, you're looking at an animal getting 10 vaccines. Instead of one bee sting, we're looking at 20 now, 30, because the body can't process it. So the longer this material, and vaccines are foreign material, as long as that foreign material sits there with a deregulated immune system, all of a sudden the immune cells, instead of cooperating with the vaccine, will attack it, and in doing so, they can cause misery, even death to the patient.
Now, so the bottom line is, though, you do at this point recommend a normal vaccine protocol for puppies and kittens.
Right, and then thereafter, and when they say, well, look, you can vaccinate every 3 years, well, you really don't know if there's protective antibodies. They're based upon what's going on in the patient's body itself, or themselves.
So you're in favor of doing titer tests to see
before you vaccinate. Yeah, you don't say, well, we'll do it every 3 years now because that's what's been recommended. Yeah, that's fine. And you may not have to do it every 3 years, and maybe every 6 years.
Now,
However, you need to test the protective antibodies in that patient. Otherwise, that patient is open to major vaccinatable diseases, unfortunately.
Right. Now, Alice was asking about cats and kittens. I'm wondering, of course, the feline vaccine would be the same amount for cats or kittens from the vaccine companies. Do you give the full vaccine amount to a kitten as you would to an adult cat?
I do not.
Oh, so you give less? You don't give the full CC?
No, I do not. I never have, and I know I will come under criticism for saying this, but the proof of the pudding is they're going, oh, no, you have to do this. Why do you have to do it if you can give a reduced amount and then check for antibody titers and you find they're adequate?
Period. So if you're vaccinating a kitten, do you give half of the vaccine dose, or what do you do?
Many times I go less than that.
Less than half, huh?
Yeah, often 2/10, 3/10, depending on the age of the kitten.
Wow. All right, Alice, do you have any more questions?
Yes, I understand most of what was said, but there's just one little point that I'm not totally clear on.
Okay, what's that?
And that, let's say you get an 8 or 10 or 12-week-old kitten, and they've already come with their shots, and then they usually are scheduled to have more shots in a few months or something like that. So do you go ahead and have the next series of shots, or do you check their titers before?
Do the titer first.
Dr. Al says do the titer.
Yeah, exactly.
And see if they need any more.
Oh, so even though it's not their first, they haven't completed everything their first year, you check their titers before the next series.
Well, it should be completed, though, Alice. It should be. The thing is, normally you begin your vaccines at 8 weeks of age.
Right.
Because that's when your maternal antibodies are zero, supposedly.
Yes.
And then a month later, it used to be 2 weeks, a month later, you give one more at 12 weeks, and if you want to do one at 16, fine. But at the 12-week level, if you want to wait 2 weeks and check the antibody titers, that might avoid that third shot.
Yeah.
And what you can do too, Alice, is if you look on my website under articles, I've got a huge, huge article on this.
On vaccines. Yeah. So you go to www.drplechner.com, and then on the left side of his home page, there's a bunch of links. And one of those links says articles. So click on that, Alice, and then
okay.
In that list of articles, there's a whole long one on vaccines.
I'll do that.
Okay?
I'll do that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World, Alice.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Maria and Mike, hold on to your phone lines. You are next. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday and Dr. Al Plechner straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Founded Founded in 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers classes for everyone, from the pet and horse owner to the career seeker. Classes are available for large and small animal massage, as well as much more. You'll find online and classroom courses, workshops, and enrichment courses. Tuition financing is available. Interested? To learn more, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. Mark your calendar for a one-day Fundamentals of Animal Massage workshop on April 11th and the two-day Animal Communication class on April 25th.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and now we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Today we're out a little early at 11:45 for Husky Men's Baseball with Gary Hill. Oh, and who's the other guy? Mike Sandemeyer? Is that
Steve Sandemeyer.
Steve.
Yeah.
We don't want to slight him.
No, I don't want to slight him.
But Gary's the one we want to hear. Anyway, all right, it's Vet Sunday. Dr. Al Plechner's here. Dr. Al, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's get back to our phone in Bellevue. Maria, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al Plechner.
Good morning, Martha, and good morning, Dr. Al. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What can we help you with, Maria?
My dachshund is a 12-year-old, and he's just recently been diagnosed with Cushing disease.
Okay, now what's your dachshund's name?
William.
William. Oh, what a nice... William the dachshund, 11 years old, recently diagnosed with Cushing's disease?
That's right.
Boy, you guys all must be psychic today, because that's the other subject that Dr. Al and I were talking today. Pretty amazing, Dr. Al, that everybody's asking what we were going to talk about, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. So your dog's been recently diagnosed with Cushing's, and go ahead, continue with your question.
The doctor gave me a treatment, and he says, well, there is only two medicines. One could possibly lower his cortisol, and the other one, it could, increase. Not increase, but stop. So I'm not sure about these two medications that he gave me.
Do you know the names of the medications?
I don't have it at hand with me at the moment. But apparently there are the only two medications that are on the market for dogs, the way I understood. And the problem is that it was discovered because he has a large, something on the liver.
He has something on his liver?
Well, it was kind of a large liver.
A large liver, and that's how they discovered the Cushing's?
That's right.
Okay. So what is your question?
Oh, my question is, what does Dr. Al recommends, as a treatment for this disease?
Okay, Dr. Al.
Okay, first of all, we got to make sure the patient has Cushing's syndrome.
In other words, the elevated cortisol does not mean it's active or inactive. You've got to determine that first. And is your dachshund showing typical signs of drinking a lot, urinating a lot, saggy belly, hair loss, all of that?
Yes, he actually, you know, I have this funny story. Everywhere I go, people ask me if he is pregnant.
Oh, everybody asks you if your dog is pregnant.
Hmm. That's right. He has this
pot
belly, you know.
So he has all those symptoms that Dr. Al just described?
He does, and he went through an 8-hour blood test to determine.
8-hour blood test, okay.
Well, as long as they're sure that it's an active cortisone, then the treatment that your veterinarian is prescribing, obviously, is the way to go. And what the drugs are set up to do is lower the amount of natural cortisone that's being produced too much by often destroying some of the tissue from the middle layer adrenal cortex. And your concern is basically, one, how much to use, how far to go with it. So what you need to do is your veterinarian will be checking cortisol levels at regular intervals to determine how much it's going to take to decrease the amount of improper cortisone that's being produced without decreasing it so much that you get into other problems. And if, in fact, the cortisol is done with sodium and potassium, because part of the adrenal gland, the first layer, regulates electrolytes, and if that goes and you get into an electrolyte imbalance, you can get into horrible problems. So the point of it is, you need to figure out where the cortisol is and what the sodium and potassium are doing at a regular interval until the clinical signs that you're looking at go away in your dog, and making sure that not too much or too little is given. So you've got to monitor what the medication is doing, and that's the only way you're going to be able to make sure it does not hurt him.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he recommended. He said after a while we need to retest it again to see, you know.
Yeah, the retesting. But just to encapsulate a little what Dr. Al and I have talked about, I mean, Cushing's syndrome is too much cortisol, Dr. Al, correct?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a pituitary tumor. When Cushing did this, Harvey Cushing did this, it was a pituitary tumor that caused the adrenals to produce too much cortisone. And now it can be, they think it can be an adrenal tumor. But the point of it is, yes, there's too much
cortisol.
But it's got to be active cortisol. Yeah. Otherwise, it's really not.
The glitch is when Dr. Al talks active, it's possible that you could test, do a blood test, and the cortisol will register high. But remember, with this imbalance, the estrogen can bind other hormones and prevent them from working. So that's what Dr. Al is saying. You've got to make sure it's an active cortisol, because it might be an inactive cortisol, and still it measures that there's too much there, but it isn't doing anything because of the imbalance.
And you know what needs to be done, like you've already been done with your veterinarian? The clinical signs need to be there to justify the fact that it is a true Cushing syndrome. Cushing syndrome.
Well, what were those signs again? You said drinking too much water.
Usually drinking too much, urinating too much. Many times there'll be a muscle weakness, a sagging of the muscles so the stomach hangs. Many times there's hair loss. And they get into a thing where you've got calcium deposit. They call it calcinosis cutis, but you can also get that with other, but it sounds like it is a true Cushing syndrome. My big thing is just making sure with each patient, if in fact the clinical signs don't fit the fact that it looks like Cushing syndrome, you need to make sure that it is an active cortisol and not an inactive, because if you go ahead with an inactive Cushingoid-like situation with these drugs, you literally can harm the animal, if not cause death.
Right, so that would be an animal that wasn't drinking a lot of water and urinating enough, a lot, and didn't have a saggy belly, and no hair loss, but the blood test showed high cortisol. If that were the case, then it would be, rather than treating and assuming it's Cushing's and that cortisol is active, it would be good to do the EI1 blood test panel, wouldn't it, to see if check on the estrogen and the antibodies.
This is what they call a what they call it, a non-Cushing type syndrome, which is basically my syndrome.
Which is the Pluckner syndrome. And it sounds like, Maria, though, that your William has all the signs of Cushing's. So it sounds like your vets are on the right track. And so now it's just a matter of getting him back in balance.
Yeah.
Should I go with the EI blood test panel?
Do you think she should
run? I don't know that you really need to do that if it's a true, it sounds like it's a true Cushing syndrome. I think I'd rather see you, you know, spend your money doing more of the cortisol and electrolyte tests sooner than later, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, according to what you've told us, Maria, it really sounds like Williams is a true Cushing's dog. So your vet is on the right track here, and he this dog should be medicated, and then you follow up with your vet and retesting to make sure that you get everything back in balance.
And once you're back in balance, what you need to do, if you want to do the EI1 at that time, it is worth doing at that time because give your vet some other parameters to work with, including the fact that because if that IgA level is down in the gut with this, even though it's a true Cushing, well, it should be with a true Cushing syndrome, you should get suppression of all your antibodies. If that's true and that antibody in the gut is below a certain level, many times the oral medication won't work and they'll try something different.
Yeah. So if, say, the medications weren't working and you're having real trouble getting this dog balanced again, then it would be a good idea to do the EI1. But as long as the dog's responding to meds, Dr. Al's saying, get the dog balanced and through this Cushing's stuff. And then once the dog is stabilized with this and things are working, then run the EI1. Because that's going to give your vet a lot more information
to work with. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Maria. Thanks for calling Animal World. All right, next up, we're going to Seattle and welcoming back. It's been a long dry spell. It's Mike and Rascal. Good morning, Mike. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, it's very good to hear your voice.
It's a pleasure to be on.
We haven't talked on the air for quite a while. Dr. Al, hopefully you remember Mike. And
I certainly do, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
How's Rascal?
She's hungry.
Now, how old is Rascal now?
19 this summer.
19 years. Now, Rascal is Mike's kitty, and we determined, boy, it's been a few years now that Rascal was really deteriorating, and you had the EI1 blood test panel run on her, and she did have the imbalance, and she's been on treatment ever since, and boy, it gave her a new lease on life. And as I remember, Mike, she used to greet you in the driveway every day when you came home, and she had quit doing that, but once she got stable, she was back to meeting you when you got home again.
Yeah.
Now you say she's hungry?
Yes.
Now, is that too hungry?
Nope, that's her normal state.
Oh, she's always hungry.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And her weight's okay, Mike?
It is.
Good.
All right, so what's on your mind today, or did you just call us to check in here?
A couple of months ago, one of her stools was just loaded with segments of what I'm assuming was a tapeworm.
Oh.
Right.
And there was a couple bits after that, and I haven't seen any since then. I was wondering if tapeworms can just go away on their own, or...
Oh.
Well, yeah, if a patient, if proper immune surveillance is there, often a patient will develop anti-worm antibodies. And you hear these cases where all of a sudden, with a dog, a cat, a horse, whatever, there's a pile of worms, and go, how can this be? Now, if this wasn't the case with the tapeworm, which, as you know, the intermediate host is a flea, and if they swallow that, what you're looking at normally, Mike, is a small tapeworm, one tapeworm, and as the action of the gut moves, the peristalsis, it breaks off those little segments off the end. And sometimes
are the egg packets.
Right, that have the ability to turn into tapeworms. And many times what happens is the patient will shed the end of the worm that way, and you'll see a bunch of segments, and then you won't see them for a while till the worm grows more, and then you see them again. In this instance, you know, you go ahead and you take care of the tapeworm. But yes, you can have parasite antibodies being made, and when they're healthy, they shed all of that.
But you also, Mike, could have, you know, the segments came out, and then you won't see any for a while until the tapeworm grows back, and then you'll see them again. And unfortunately, with tapeworms, you can't just take a stool specimen to your vet to have it checked, because unless there's a segment on the stool, they're not going to find, they're not going to see it, they're not going to find tapeworm eggs. So,
and also the tapeworm eggs, when they actually, and they, you can have eggs, which we do see. But I think my feeling is, please correct me if I'm wrong on this, but over the years, normally the tapeworm egg seems to be heavy enough that it won't float to the surface of the solution that's used to get the eggs to float up onto the...
So it's difficult for the vet to diagnose. You have to watch for the segments at home. Now, Mike, did Rascal have a flea infestation at some point that she would have picked up tapeworms from?
She just started to get some last fall.
Ah.
And we got rid of them.
Well, you know, the other end of the stick, too, Mike, often we'll have people come and go, gee, this is really funny, but I've got these little teeny things that look like a third the size of rice all dried up where my cat sits,
That's
where my dog sits.
Dried-up tapeworms.
These are the dried-up tapeworms,
segment. Yeah, because what happens is those segments, those egg packets come out and stay in the ground, and they dry out, and then flea larvae eat them. And then that's how the cycle continues. Then when the animal is grooming itself, it swallows the flea, and inside the flea is the tapeworm egg that they ate, and then you get tapeworms.
Okay.
So what you've got to do is be a little diligent about watching Rascal's poops and checking the hair and the fur around her little rear end.
Okay.
Sometimes those little tapeworm segments, they'll stick in the fur and you'll find them.
Sure.
Or the poop, the stool will come out and you'll see them doing a little inchworm thing crawling on the poop.
Yep.
Or you'll find the like little dried like rice segments around her bedding.
Okay.
So look for all of that.
And what's the best treatment for that?
Dr. Windham would be able to, she's your vet. I mean, the vet that's doing the protocol, she could prescribe.
Okay.
Yeah, because tapeworm medication anymore is still a prescribed medication. I don't think you can buy tapeworm medication over the counter, can you? You can.
I don't think so. I think
Sandy,
it's out of the fish house. They do have some stuff, and people over the years have used garlic cloves, too.
Yeah, but anyway, I would, at Rascal's age, I would go through your vet.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, we got to run, Mike.
Well, thank you so very much for the extra years of Rascal's life. And
it's our pleasure, certainly.
Continued health and well-being to all of you.
All right, and you don't wait. You get your rear end out of bed on Sunday's morning, Mike, and you check in more regularly.
Okay.
I don't think we've talked to you since last July.
I called in once a couple months ago about my friend's cat.
Oh, okay. I must have spaced that.
Well, you can still, Mike, you can still lay in bed, but call us anyway.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, Mike, thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you very much.
All right, we've got a timeout here to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, then current events and our pet of the week. So stay with us. And then Dr. Bernie Bleem should be checking in from Illinois in our next hour. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What is the Canada way? Pet foods that deliver superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and naturally preserved. Canada's All Life Stages grain-free formula provides 80% meat protein with human-grade chicken, turkey, lamb, and fish, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains for wholesome nutrition and increased energy levels. Superior palatability, digestibility, and nutritional benefits. Discover why dogs love Canada. Available at a pet food retailer near you. Go to Canada.com for more information.
Ken and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Oh, hey. I'm enjoying the sunshine. Did you know today's pampered pets deserve a big apology? Pets are fed the same processed foods meal after meal, which they would never eat in the wild. Research continues to prove that the more we can sit consume processed foods, the more health suffers. Over 25 years of Dr. Wysong's research has proven that pets suffer from the same degenerative diseases plaguing their human friends. Pets don't have a choice about what's put in their bowl, and their human caretakers have been led to believe that they're doing the right thing by feeding this way. Learn more about it at www.wysong.net. Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're out early today at 11:45 for Husky Men's Baseball, but you can listen and still hear Gary win the game, and we'll be back, of course, on Easter Sunday live in the studio, so be sure and be here next Sunday. All right, it is time for current events. There is a ton of new stuff on current events, and because I want to have plenty of time for our pet of the week, I don't have time to go into all the details on air, so I'm going to tell you what they are, and then what you need to do is get to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, and you can get all the details there. Let's see, I want you to remember that the Northwest School of Animal Massage has great workshops, three coming up, and if you sign up for all three of them, they'll give you $75 off your tuition if you mention Animal World. They've got a Fundamentals of Animal Massage on April 11th, a two-day Animal Communication Workshop April 25th and 26th, and a Reiki Level 1 class for animals on May 2nd. So get in touch with Northwest School of Animal Massage right away to take advantage of that. The City of Sammamish is holding a special workshop April 6th on living with bears, cougars, and bobcats. It's at 7 p.m. at the Sammamish City Hall, and it will feature talks from wildlife officers and an appearance by Mishka, our state's first wildlife service dog. If you want to meet their curly and bear dog, get to Sammamish and attend that workshop. All right. Animal Adventure Day Camp for kids at the Humane Society happens this summer, and registration is open. Check out their website for that. Remember, caution, caution, caution. Easter Sunday. Spring and Easter flowers can be deadly for cats, especially lilies. And this includes Easter lilies and tiger lilies. And I'll tell you, they don't even have to eat them. All they have to do is chew on a little piece of the lily, and it can cause deadly kidney failure. So please be very, very cautious. Go to my website, because there are links to ASPCA and the CFA, Cat Fanciers Association, and all the information you need to know about toxic spring and Easter flowers for our cat friends. Seattle Animal Shelter is launching their 2009 Habitat for Hounds. They're collecting dog loos, igloos for people in need, so check that out. Oh, they're coming back. The Vox Swifts will be returning to the Frank Wagner Elementary School chimney in Monroe on their spring migration northward. And next, the Saturday, the 18th of April, they're having a big event up there, a guided bird walk, a free movie with popcorn. Learn how you could help count the birds, the Swifts. I'm going to try to get to all of this. It's really exciting. Check that out on my website, because they do need help counting the thousands and thousands of Swifts that go into the chimney every night. That's very cool. Let's see. The Seattle Animal Shelter is offering dual protection for pets in recognition of National Tag Day, which is April 4th, and the special is April 4th through 10. You buy a license or renew a two-year license, and you get two tags for the price of one. You also get free microchip registration. And then happening today, remember the April Drools adoption event at Possibilities down in Tukwila from noon to 3 p.m. 9 rescue groups available, and I believe one of those is Seattle Animal is King County Animal Care and Control. So animals will be down there. So check that out today. And then remember, next week is Easter Sunday, but we are live in the studio, so you need to be here with us, or we'll be too very lonely. And we're going to be talking about the Vox Swifts. We're going to learn all about Vox Swifts and what's going on up in Monroe. And we're going to be talking rabbits, 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 rodents, and ferrets, and what great animal companions they can be if you know how to care for them. So we'll be telling you all about that next Sunday. All right, without further ado, I'll take a breath, and we will get to our pet of the week.
Do you see that doggy in the shelter?
Meow.
The one with the take me home eyes.
Meow.
If you give him love and attention.
Meow.
He will be your best friend for life.
You can tell it's not a dog on our pet of the week this week. That's my helping out with sound effects. And welcome back to Animal World. Interim Manager, King County Animal Care and Control, Nancy McKinney. Good morning, Nance.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I think I'm better than you are. How's that back doing?
I'm doing better. Each day I get a little bit better.
Oh, good. Good.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, we're all thinking good thoughts for you. Back problems are no fun.
No.
All right, and speaking of no fun, the kitties in the shelter are looking for more fun at a new home. So let's, before we introduce our new one, we've got Master and Mr. Big in the cat room together. There are kitty attitudes. Did either of them find a home this week?
They did, Martha. Late yesterday afternoon, we had a special off-site adoption event, and yeah. I got an email from our placement coordinator, Officer Cleveland, who said they both went home together.
They went together?
Yes.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
amazing news. So,
I'm going to cry.
Oh, so we are very pleased. And so you were the ones who started that idea, and it came to fruition yesterday.
Well,
so fingers crossed.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Because
Master was that great big fabulous Siamese guy who got adopted, but he beat up their dog.
Yes.
He had to come back. And then you got Mr. Big, this cat in, who also had an attitude, and you put them both in your big cat room, and they got along great.
They did. They just, you know, again, confinement was not something that they liked, and they didn't like other dogs or cats, but they did really well together in that room. So
just put the attitudes together, and they meshed. I'm just, I couldn't be more pleased. What a gift. Oh, that's
we're
fabulous.
Pleased too.
All right, so tell us now, since we've found, our slate is clean in terms of everybody's been adopted. We've featured on the show so far. So tell us about our new candidate today.
Well, his name is Tiger, and I think that's because he's got the tiger tabby markings. He's mostly brown, and he's got the white, patch of white underneath his neck.
Yeah, looks like he looks like a regular tabby, striped tabby cat, but
white
has
paws.
A white bib down his chest.
And he's
looks
an
like
older
he's
cat.
Got white paws, too, huh?
Yeah. And he's an older cat, so again, I have a soft spot for trying to promote the older cats as opposed to the kittens and puppies, which barely stay,
What do you mean by older?
He is 9 years old.
Oh, okay. So he's medium.
Yeah.
It would be good for an older person.
And he's been neutered. He's current on a shot. He's declawed, so he has to live indoors.
Oh.
He would be happy living indoors.
And, of course, you didn't declaw him.
No,
he came to the shelter declawed.
Right. And, again, just older cats get overlooked. They say he's very affectionate. Probably wouldn't do well with very young kids. Just seems a little skittish. And he has a bit of a cold, so we're treating him for a little upper respiratory infection, but he's still available for adoption, good to go, or we can wait till his cold's over before taking him home. But if you're interested in a nice, mellow cat, think about Tiger.
Yeah, we got to get Tiger adopted. Now, if you want to check him out, go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events, and you'll find Tiger's picture and description. And if you want to go snag, now, can he be adopted on medication?
He can.
You know,
it depends on the adopter's situation and circumstances. If they want to bring him home, we send them home with meds. And most times the cats will recover better in a home. But if the owner doesn't, the adoption applicant doesn't want to take him home yet, we'll keep him at the shelter in the little isolation area, and we treat him and make sure they get back all on the right, they're healthy, back on the right feet, as I was going to say, back on their legs again.
Right. Sounds fabulous. All right, now the shelter is open today. Mm-hmm. So if anybody wants to jump on Tiger, you can do that.
Yeah.
Or if you want to call the King County Animal Care Control about him, the number is 206-296-7387.
Correct.
Yep, all right. 206-296-7387. Now, is it true that King County Animal Care and Control will be at the adoption adoption drool event at Possibilities this afternoon?
Yep, we're there. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you can also go see more animals from King County Animal Care and Control at the April Drools adoption event at Possibilities this afternoon, noon to 3 o'clock. All right, Nance,
thank you
so much. We hope you're feeling much better very soon. And we will look forward